Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 245 for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down Thursday morning as follow-through selling came forward after yesterday's sharp losses. Canola is down about $1 to $4, the March contract down $4.10 at $445.70 per ton. Oversold price sentiment, advances in Chicago soybeans overnight, and continued weakness in the Canadian dollar had all provided some underlying support in earlier activity. The Canadian currency is trading below 80 cents this morning. That makes canola more attractive to export customers pricing in U.S. dollars. However, losses in Chicago soy oil put spillover pressure on canola, and beans also turned lower in the U.S. The overall technical outlook has also shifted down for canola, and speculators eventually returned to the sell side, liquidating long positions. In addition, relatively favorable South American crop conditions continued to overhang the oilseeds in general. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., activity was mixed and choppy, although beans, corn, and wheat were all turning lower in most months as trade picked up steam. Beans had initially moved higher but are down as much as 6 cents now, losing 3 cents in the March contract to trade at $9.67 per bushel. Solid weekly export sales of nearly 900,000 tons beat trade expectations and helped provide some underlying support for beans, but the large South American crop will soon be becoming more of a factor in the international market, and demand is already starting to shift southward. Strength in the U.S. dollar was also bearish for the grains and oilseeds in general. Corn was down 4 to 6 cents, the March contract down 6 at $3.69 per bushel. Expectations for softening demand from the ethanol sector put pressure on corn, although weekly export demand was still somewhat supportive, coming in at just over a million tons. Wheat was narrowly mixed, up 2 cents to down 2 cents, the March contract in Chicago up a penny at $5.06 per bushel. While weekly wheat export sales came in within expectations, U.S. wheat does remain overpriced in the global market, and that kept the general bias steady to lower. Relatively favorable conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop are also overhanging the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.